The summer season comes to an end today as we celebrate Labor Day. It also means Coach Clifford's job at the beach in Lake Geneva is over until next Memorial Day. WUWM Susan Bentz popped down to the sand to talk with a man who doesn't have any qualms about being called a beach bum.
I walk past the old snack canteen above this picturesque lake. The water couldn't be bluer, and the sky couldn't possibly be clearer. It's one of those perfect late summer mornings. You walk down a set of concrete steps, freshly blown free of the sand from yesterday's mass of wet little feet. That's where Joe Clifford reigns. He manages Lake Geneva's public beach.
I got to open up my gate because, you see, there could be people waiting.
Sound a little testy? Maybe that's because we had a slight case of miscommunication. I had called Joe the day before and thought said the beach opens at 10.
We open when I start blowing the steps.
That was almost an hour ago.
Just the same as when you were a kid in school. You don't listen. Don't pay attention.
Let's get the truth out of the way. I grew up in this town. Joe Clifford taught gym at the high school. I hated gym class. Nothing personal. Joe Clifford's life started in Watertown, Wisconsin.
My family at that time owned the Watertown Daily Times. And anyway, I didn't want any part of that, and my father was a lawyer, and I wasn't going to do that. And so I went to La Crosse because I thought I could play football there.
He did play football and graduated. That's when Lake Geneva comes into the picture. He was hired to do high school coaching here.
I was a head football coach for 15 years. And I was a head wrestling coach. And, you know, most choir boys aren't wrestlers. And I was a track coach for 40 years, but I was a head coach for, I think, 20.
Long before Clifford retired from high school coaching, he landed this summer gig. Clifford says he avoids the main gate, where people pay, get their wristbands. He says that's way too much work. Clifford takes me down to the east gate. That's his station.
Do you get a chair for this job, or you just stand guard?
Certainly I get a chair. I'm just being polite, talking to you.
Please don't be.
We stroll out of Clifford's gate to the Riviera. That's where you do things like catch an excursion boat or buy popcorn and candy bars. Clifford leads me into a crammed storage room filled with beach supplies.
So is this all your stuff?
No, this is none of my stuff. I'm not supposed to be in here. I sneak in here. I got a key.
Clifford grabs a chair, a backpack, and some sort of umbrella contraption.
This whole thing here that I'm going to put up now is my invention.
He pulls out two flexible poles and a green canvas, and voila, we're under a 5-foot patch of shade. As the sun moves later in the morning, he'll rig up the next canopy.
And we never do any work until it's necessary.
I finally get to see Clifford in action. Two young moms roll up to his gate with massive strollers.
Okay, have you got tickets?
They didn't know you can only pay at the main entrance, but Clifford lets them in anyway.
Okay. If you don't go and buy that ticket...
Oh, no, I will.
The next set of mothers that come, they have to stand out here forever. We're not letting them in.
Clifford says that's what he loves about the job, meeting people, bantering with them.
Many of the people that come to this beach are foreign people because they come to Chicago to vacation and then they come out here for a day in the sun. And if they come in my gate and they have an accent, I ask them where they're from and what they do and why they're here. And I get very informed. And some days... it's not unusual to meet two people from probably 10 or 15 different countries. See? It's a great job.
Clifford says another great thing about this job is having students, almost 40 years worth, come back to see him.
And I enjoy it. And I'm not going to quit.
Labor Day marks the end of Clifford's beach season. Tomorrow, he'll be working at a local golf course. Bantering with more people.
You got armbands.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
You want me to put that on for you?
Yeah, maybe.
Walk backwards and pull it, okay?
Yeah, okay.